about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Megan and Maddie with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane City Council says that an 86-year-old story bridge will need $1.35 billion in repairs by 2032. This is part of a 20-year renewal plan that is expected to cost $3.6 billion, on par with the price of the controversial stadium in Victoria Park. As a result, average rates are likely to increase this financial year. Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schreiner said the council would seek a funding split with the state and federal governments, with the latter asked to contribute 80% of the cost. Mr. Schreiner ruled out putting a toll on the bridge to help fund repairs, insisting the respective governments would come to the party. Mr. Schreiner said, quote, "It was built to last 100 years, and the business case is a blueprint to ensure it's around for another century and more." When the Story Bridge was opened in 1940, it carried less than 10,000 daily trips. It now carries more than 100,000 vehicles a day, with traffic set to skyrocket during the games. A draft business case would be submitted to the federal government by August, the council said.
New recycling target has been rolled out by the Queensland government, giving councils and industry almost $500 million in a bid to curb the amount of rubbish going to landfill. Environment Minister Andrew Powell will unveil the government's new waste strategy on Wednesday, predicting a statewide recycling target of 65% by 2035. Mr. Powell said the government has delivered targets that reflected the needs of communities across Queensland. The move is accompanied by specific targets for the state's southeast, including regional communities such as Cairns, Townsville, and Mackay.
In national news, wombats, one of the world's most critically endangered animals, may be able to live in more areas than previously realized. A study of northern hairy-nosed wombat burrows found the species can adapt to different soil conditions, challenging long-held beliefs about its habitat needs. About 450 northern hairy-nosed wombats remain across three protected sites in Queensland, making the species one of Australia's most critically endangered animals. Wombat Foundation Ambassador Leanne Brosnan said the research provided a more detailed understanding of how the animals use different landscapes. Quote, "It makes me extremely optimistic for the species' future, because finding habitat for the northern hairy-nosed wombat that hasn't been fragmented by development of one sort or the other is very challenging," she said. Researchers hope the findings will help identify new locations where future populations could be established.
Listeners are advised that this story contains sensitive topics, including abortion. A South Australian bill designed to restrict late-term abortion was ultimately defeated yesterday with 36 MPs voting against a second reading. The bill introduced by Family First MP Sarah Game would require two medical professionals to recognise a serious risk that would be, quote, "incompatible with survival after birth" for people seeking abortions past 24 weeks. South Australia currently requires abortions after 23 weeks to receive confirmation from two doctors that carrying to term would pose a, quote, "significant risk of injury to the physical or mental health of a pregnant person." While the bill failed in the end, the speed at which it moved between houses has been criticised. Though not the first time the bill has been debated, this was the first time it has made it to the state's upper house, with 10 votes to 9. Support and counselling are available through services such as Children by Choice at 1800 177 725 and other hotlines.
In international news, America has opened a new can of worms. The larvae of the New World screwworm are laid in open wounds, then fed to livestock, causing infection and unfortunately death. The pest, which is endemic to South America, crossed into Central America in 2022 and was detected in Mexico in 2024, and the Biden administration approved $265 million in emergency funding to boost. On June 3rd, the first case in the U.S. since 1966 was detected in South Texas. Since this date, an additional 11 cases involving cattle, goats, sheep, and a dog have now been reported in Texas. Just one facility in North America is producing about 100 million sterile flies per week. The flies needed to eradicate the infestation. Ultimately, things look a little screwed.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with no sign of rain. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate, with the UV index predicted to reach 0.4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Yeah, check. Everybody's got to pick your side. These war crimes.